Hello everyone! Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you about creatures and spirits that can do the unimaginable. First, Jin Mengen, the human-faced dog. Next, Kappasuki, the Kappa possession. After that, Matsu no Seire, the pine spirits. And finally, Neneko Gappa, the girl-faced Kappa. So, let's get started. Season 13, Episode 6, Possessions and Poltergeists. Jin Mengen, the human-faced dog. At the beginning of the Heisei era, this yokai was very popular, especially among school children. Apparently, throughout Japan, there were testimonies of the sightings of this creature. The Jin Mengen is characterized with the body of a small dog and the face of an old or middle-aged man. As for its origin, there are different theories. For example, the result of an experiment of genetic manipulation or a possession by a human spirit. Kappasuki, the Kappa possession. The young women of the Kumamoto area were warned very seriously not to offer a crazy appearance where the Kappa lived, because otherwise the male Kappa would be enormously excited to see them and their spirit would be introduced into their bodies. Any woman possessed by the Kappa spirit would become lascivious. The only way to be free of the Kappa's control is to tie up the victim with a rope and then order a spell of exorcism. However, it's necessary to mention as a warning that if at this time the possessed person or the rope with which is tied up are wet by water, the Kappa absorbs new ones, and after cutting the rope, the person escapes at full speed. Matsu no Seire, the pine spirits. A long time ago in Sanshu, at the door of the Buddhist Chokoji temple, two old pine trees grew up, which were called by the two dragon pine trees, and each one housed a spirit. One day, both spirits left the interior to talk to the monk of the temple. "We want you to lend us paper and an iron to grind ink," they told him. Although it seemed like a strange request to the monk, it came from the spirits of some sacred pine trees. So he decided not to refuse and took out a drawer of the things they asked of him and brought them to them. Then both spirits put a happy look on their faces and wrote the name of the protective spirit of the temple, and he guarded it wisely for the rest of his days. Neneko Gappa, the girl-faced Kappa. The Neneko Gappa was a very famous female Kappa that caused a lot of mischief. She was also the leader of all the Kappas in the Kanto region. She committed all kinds of sins, such as swallowing fish from nurseries, assaulting children who were bathing in the river, or assaulting the cucumber plantations. One summer sunset, a samurai stopped by the riverbanks to enjoy the solace. Then, the Neneko Gappa stretched its arms towards the horse's rear end and tore off its viscera. But the samurai noticed the creature, grabbed it by the neck, and killed it. Thank you for joining me for Yokai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!